the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire. Finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger? Eddie Carroll leading his band with a song usually associated with Shirley Temple, On the Good Ship Lollipop, of course. And it was sung on this recording by the Carlisle Sisters. Now, they were a British female close harmony vocal trio, popular in the 1930s, and they were first recorded with Ambrose in 1932 and were an immediate success. They made more broadcasts for the BBC in that year than any other act, and retained that incredible popularity for the rest of the decade.
Thank you. me, our baby you, we'll baby round like babies do. I'll feed you plenty of kisses and we'll never stop. I'll be your lolly and you'll be my pop. You'll papa me, I'll mama you, and all through life I'll stick like you. If things go wrong and I feel blue, you baby me, and I'll baby you.
And his famous melody band with You Baby Me, I'll Baby You. Morris Elwyn supplied the vocal.
Understand why folks give me a great free hand. If you don't know who I am, I'll tell you so you'll understand. I'm the melody man, I'm the melody man. I can drive your blues away, boy, you'll get happy when you hear me play. Oh yes I can, I'm the melody man. Sweet tunes, hot tunes, blue melodies, they're all the same to me. Gonna swing them, so help me. Once you heard me, you will know. Be it good, bad, hot, sweet, fast, slow. It's Melody Man, oh, Melody Man.
You're not the Melody Man?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're the Trumpet Man. Get your trumpet and go to town, boy.
Thank you.
Betty Kent singing with trumpeter Teddy Foster and his Kings of Swing back in September of 1936. Teddy Foster formed the band after playing in the Billy Cotton Band, and interestingly, he continued leading his band right up to 1960, when he quit music to become a theatrical manager. Ooh, let's listen to Howard Godfrey next, shall we? He was a member of the... Thank you, Tiddles. He was a member of the famous Godfrey family and spent 14 years at the Waldorf Hotel, only leaving to join the war effort in 1940. I believe he joined the RAF. Anyway, his band was usually known as either the Aldwych Players or, as they are here, the Waldorfians.
Where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea.
And the Waldorfians with When I Take My Sugar to Tea. It featured Val Rosing on vocals. Now, from 1931, let's take a trip back to 1928 now and listen to the Rhythm Band. They were directed by George Fisher and they have a rather lovely request. They want you to teach them how to dance like Grandma.
Thank you. a fiddle, ready for love. I could jump over the moon up above, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Haven't a worry, I haven't a care, feel like a feather that's floating on air, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. How those church bells will be ringing, with a hey nonny nonny and a hot cha cha. Hi diddle diddle, my baby's okay, ask me a riddle, or what did he say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Frances Maddow was a singer and comedian in New York in the 1930s. She had her own group, which went under the name of Frances Maddow and Her Playboys, which, intriguing. Well, but here she was singing with Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends. That sounds even worse. So moving along. Oh, Tiddles has apparently picked the next record, as he's been sitting by it for the last few minutes. Let's see what he's chosen. Ooh, nice selection, young man.
Thank you.
tricky little number was by Alfredo and his band. Real name was Arthur Gill, and he was a band leader and violinist. He formed his first band in 1925 and had some success right through to 1939. Although sadly, we don't really know much about him as a person. He made a lot of records, and the one we just enjoyed was from 1929. George Elric, and he was with his Swing Music Makers. George was the highly popular host of the BBC radio programme Housewives Choice, which was on every weekday during the Second World War. He had a moment when he thought he was going to be fired, though. he left the microphone on by mistake one morning and sang the theme tune as it was playing the show out. So his listeners wrote in, though, by the hundreds, asking to hear more.
Thank you. merry maid wakes up with this serenade. They're nice and old, they're toasted, I sell the lot.
If you haven't got bananas, don't be blue. Peanuts in a little bag are calling you.
Don't waste them, no tummy ache. You'll taste them when you awake.
For at the very break of day, the peanut vendor's on his way.
At dawning, that whistle blows.
Through every city, town, and country lane, you'll hear him sing his plaintive little strain. And as he goes by to you, he'll say,
big jumbos, big double ones, come buy those.
Peanuts roasted today,
come try those.
Freshly roasted today, if you're looking for a moral to this song, 50 million little monkeys, don't be wrong.
Opera House, Covent Garden. That was the familiar song, The Peanut Vendor. It was recorded in 1931 by Al Green and his band. Mr. Green, by all accounts, was a bit of an extrovert, and he toured all over the United Kingdom with considerable success in the 1920s, it has to be said. During the summer seasons, he played in the London hotels. That would include the Dorchester, Grosvenor House, and Claridge's. During the Second World War, he appeared regularly at the Dome in Brighton, and Alan Green's career spanned 50 years, and he was active in music right up until 1953, when sadly ill health forced him to retire. Now let's listen to a rather lovely named ensemble called the Whitney Court Music Box. It was led by Pynchon Johnson. It's issued on a rather nice label, which has the words Special Record in gold right across the top. It's lovely. And as the label goes on to explain, all profits from the sale of this record goes to the PJ Spitfire Fund.
Thank you. think about it, ho, ho, I have to laugh, ho, ho. Just to think about it bends me right in half. I saw the peanut stand, heard a rubber band, saw a needle that winked its eye. But I think I will have seen everything when I see an elephant fly. Saw the front porch swing, I heard a diamond ring, I saw a polka dot railroad tie. But I think I will have seen everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw a clothes horse rear up and buck, they tell me that a man made a vegetable truck. Now I didn't see that, I only heard, but just to be sociable I'll take their word. I saw a lantern slide, saw an old cow hide, and I just laughed till I thought I'd die. But I think I will have seen everything when I see an elephant fly. Banana stalk, saw a pig with an awful sty. But I think I will have seen everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw the sugar bowl, saw the jelly roll, saw a picket fence, and that's no lie. But I think I will have seen everything when I see an elephant fly. I even heard a chocolate drop. I went into a store, saw a bicycle shop. You can't deny the things that you see, but I know there's certain things that just can't be. The other day by chance, I saw an old barn dance. So I'm a pretty gullible sort of guy. Well, I think I'll just about have seen everything when I see an elephant
Giraldo and his orchestra and their 1942 recording of the Disney classic When I See an Elephant Fly. The band's tenor saxophone George Evans was on vocals there. Now, what should we have next?
Body and soul.
That was the very first recording of Body and Soul. Yes, I think it was. It was made in February of 1930 at the Kingsway Hall in London by Jack Hilton and his orchestra. The featured vocalist was Pat O'Malley. Now, let's listen to a terrific number from Sidney Kite.
Stay 1 hour with you.
Peter was a pirate with an accent on the pie. He shouted to his shipmates as the bullets began to fly. Zing a boom, zing boom, clear the deck in me elbow room. Clear the deck away, I won't require it. I sweep the seas where'er I roam, and I sweep the seas across the foam. I sweep all the chimneys when I get home, said Paddy, keep being the pirate. The ship was full of treasure, it was like a Woolworth store. The jewels flashed, the lightning flashed, the thunder began to roar. Sing boom, sing boom, clear the deck in me elbow room. Clear the deck away, I won't require it. The sea's gone black, we're lost, I fear, or in some foreign hemisphere. Blimey, we're underneath South Main Piers, if panicky beat the pirate. Chased him, I know all the ropes, he cried. I dashed across the Dead Sea, and the very first day he died. Zing boom, clear the deck in me elbow room. Clear the deck away, I won't require it. Thunder crashed, a lightning fork struck the ship that as white as chalk. Stop it, I'm only getting out the walks, if panicky beat the pirate.
It's difficult to find any information about Percy Chandler, and to make it worse, the handful of records he made were released by one or more labels under pseudonyms. All I know is that he led a very good band, and they played in a lot of top-notch restaurants in London in the 1920s and early 1930s.
For the sake of auld lang syne, your name will still live on till the day I'm gone. Goodbye, old ship of mine.
Priding himself on being able to play any type of music, Al Collins would play tea dance music in the afternoon at Claridge's, then turn up at the Savoy to play for all night dancing.
Was an old man Newt. He played on an old banjo, and he would start to whoop it up whenever things got slow. He never gave a hoot for what the day would bring. He'd hitch up his old suspenders, and this is what he'd sing. I've never done a hard day's work, I've never even tried. My papa got so sick of work that he got up and died. Oh, let it rain, let it pour, nothing worries me, 'cause I go right on singing with the banjo on my knee. A cow stood on the railway track, the train was coming fast. The train got off the railway track, so let the cow go past.
Oh, let it rain, let it pour, nothing worries me, 'cause I go right on singing with the banjo on my knee.
Hey, say, Teddy, old chap, this one's absolutely super.
Well, sing, my boy, sing.
There used to be a skinny gal, her name was Annie May. She took a frightful sneeze one day and blew herself away.
Oh, let it rain, let it pour, nothing worries me, 'cause I go right on singing with the banjo on my knee.
Old Di caught a great big fish, man, and this was his reward. Indeed to goodness, the fish tamped up and swallowed Di and jumped right back overboard, man. Aye.
Oh, let it rain, let it pour, nothing worries me, 'cause I go right on singing with the banjo.
Think that far ahead.
Oh, let it rain, let it pour, nothing worries me, 'cause I go right on singing with the banjo on my knee.
We've heard these words and we've heard this tune, now something worries me. Please tell me, Mr. Foster, are you gonna swing for me?
Sure.
You enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening. You did?
Oh, good.
So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles, we need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Side, every hour will be well spent.
we'll see our hopes and dreams dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams dear our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two, in the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.